So happy that you're here today. And today's topic is, I asked a life coach, what does it really mean to be confident? And I got this idea because I was scrolling through, Facebook and social media like we do, and I happened upon this question, and some person had just asked it very, innocently enough, right? So it got me thinking, how many people ask this question? Because I, as a confidence coach, sometimes I don't step back to think about that, right? I just assume that people kind of just know that they're looking for one, whether a life coach or a confidence coach or something like that. But really, when you think about it, how many people probably do ask questions like that? How many people probably don't even know what a life coach or a confident coach actually does? Because if you go on Facebook and you actually type it in, there are so many people to choose from. So many people, so many different areas, so many different niches. So how do you even know where to begin? Well, let's get started. Let me tell you. So I am in the area called confidence coaching. And what that means is that I help you to understand what's holding you back, how to get motivated, how to get back started on that path that perhaps you started many years ago but got derailed from different reasons. You know, life, you have kids, you get married, maybe you took a trip and didn't finish school, maybe you picked the wrong career choice and you kind of, it's always been in the back of your mind to do something different. So I help you kind of figure all that out. I help you get motivated, I help you stay accountable, and I help you slowly start to take the steps forward to feeling better. That's fun, right? Doing what you want to do. Also, perhaps maybe you're struggling. Maybe, you're a mom, you had postpartum, maybe you haven't adjusted to life as a mom with your kids and you need a little boost. You know, you often hear or see people saying like, well, you know, I became a mom and I kind of lost myself. I can't find myself. I'm not the person I used to be. So I help you do that. I help you take those steps to remember how to be that person again with kids, because you're still in there. You're still in there. Things didn't change. You as a person, just what you do and what your primary focus is, that did change, right? Or let's say you're looking to take that next step in your career, but maybe you're just doubting yourself. You don't feel like you have it in you to do it. I help you set those goals. I help you find the motivation, and we work together to do that, to move forward, right? To work together. So assuming, we all do that. We assume way too much, right? So I'm going through the social medias. I see this question and it kind of stopped me in my tracks. And I was like, so many people probably do ask that question. How do I find confidence, right? How do I build it? Is it even buildable? Is it something you can find? Is it something that we are born with, or is it something that we can build? So first, let's start with, what is confidence, right? Like, what does that really mean? We all have a different idea. We have a different perception of what it is. And what it really is just, it's feeling sure about yourself. It's feeling sure about yourself. It's feeling sure about the choices that you make. It's knowing that you are doing what the right thing is, right? Knowing that you're doing the right thing for you and speaking on what you believe is to be true without fear or doubt. That's really what confidence is. It's how you see yourself and being sure of yourself in different situations, right? Now, it's real easy to appear confident. It's real easy to look the part. And you get a lot of this on social media. And I used to actually talk about this a whole lot when I used to work specifically with moms. Social media is a horrible place if you want confidence. It is a horrible place full of lies where people filter and pose and retake and get you believing that things are a certain way when in fact, they are not. We're all human. We all struggle. We all have these things going on. And so it's really easy to believe that someone has confidence, but what about on the inside? Whereas on the other hand, someone who's very quiet and shy, who's very sure of themselves might not seem confident, but actually they really are. So, confidence is that ability to know yourself well, to know what you want, and to kind of go for it. That is also confidence, okay? So, how do you know if you are confident? How do you know? Because I am sure a ton of people struggle with this question. And perhaps maybe you feel like you are, but then you scroll the Instagram or you go, on wherever, whatever social media platform you like, and you see people doing things that you say that you want to do or that you think that you're good at, but maybe they're better. So you start to doubt yourself, right? You start to wonder, am I really confident? Am I really doing what I need to do? So let me ask you these questions, right? Okay. One, do you feel worried or afraid to be wrong? Do you ever feel like you need to overtalk, maybe be the spotlight of a conversation? Do you have the need for approval? Do you need for people to like you, to constantly reassure you? And lastly, are you easily offended? So if you said yes to those, chances are that you're struggling in the area of confidence. Chances are, perhaps a little tweaking, perhaps a little boost. Maybe you're not confident at all, and you know it, but you just don't want to admit it, right? We all do that too, at one time or another. But if you answered yes to any of those questions, chances are that perhaps you're not really as confident as you think that you are. If you are critical of yourself or of others, you're not confident. If you tend to talk negatively about yourself, so if let's say you make a mistake, you're like, oh, I'm such a loser, I can't believe I did that. Or man, why can't I get myself together? I need to look better or do better. When you put those negative ideas of yourself out there, you're not confident. When you look at your neighbor and the grass is greener, or your coworker, and you're like, they're gonna get the promotion, I'm not, or you're always worried that you're gonna get fired, even though there's no reason for it, you're probably not confident, okay? When you're consistently comparing yourself with others, or if you feel the need, and this is a big one, if you need feel the need to hide the truth about what you're doing as a person, you are not confident, okay? Because you're trying to give an impression of something that isn't true, something that isn't real. Therefore, you're not confident, right? So, how can you fix it? Can you fix it? Absolutely. Absolutely, you can fix it. Confidence is something that you can build. It can be a learned skill. It can also be something that you're just naturally born with, so you tend to be a little bit more confident. It comes easier to you. But if you're struggling right now, and even the most confident of people will find times when they are struggling. If that's you, if you feel like you're struggling right now, no worries. I gotcha. I got you, okay? So, what can you do? Well, one, you can ask a coach, right? You can throw it out there and ask a coach, a life coach, hey, how do you get more confidence? And chances are, we love to talk about this. So we are going to answer your question. We are going to let you know some tips and tricks that you can use to feel like yourself, to feel better about you, to be confident, to go out there and make a difference in the world, right? So you can ask a coach. You could also kind of do the DIY approach for yourself. You can start journaling, identifying your goals. What is it that you want to do? How can you get there, right? You could Google. You could Google it. Type in, how do I build some confidence? And there's so many tips out there. There's so many tricks that you could do to help get you on the right path. Or you should go on a Facebook group, actually, is what I was gonna say. There are tons and tons of Facebook groups out there where people are talking about confidence, they do lives. Great, you can do all of those things. All of them will work. Or, my personal advice, of course, is to talk to someone about it. Now, many of you know, if you've been around for a little while, that I used to do mental health therapy. I was an actual therapist, a real one. I was a real therapist back before I had my kids, before I decided to take a step back. Now I work in the coaching area, which is a little less intense, but equally effective. It's just a different approach to things. And I think that talking to someone is really your best bet. And I will tell you why. It's not because I'm trying to get clients. I know that's what it sounds like. And of course, I would love it. But the reason that talking to someone is helpful, both whether you choose to go the therapy route or the coaching route, is because it's always good and better, gooder, No, that's not a word. It's always a good idea to have someone that you can bounce ideas off of. It's always good to be able to speak to someone. Maybe you're unsure of the path you're choosing or the road that you're headed on, and you can talk to that person. You can ask for advice. You can ask for guidance. You can really put yourself out there. Now, you could also do this with, say, a loved one or a spouse or a really good friend, but the problem a lot of people have with that is that they have a fear of those people being critical of them, or maybe they're not understanding them, or maybe they're too close to really take a step back and to help you through that. Now, those are wonderful ideas. I mean, if you have a supportive spouse, please, by all means, speak to them. Let them know what it is that you want to do. In fact, a spouse is usually, or a good friend is usually the best place to start, because they tell you, "Hey, I've noticed this about you," or maybe if you tried this, or have you thought about doing this? And that gets you kind of gets the ball rolling, right, in the right direction. But when you work with someone who is specialized in identifying what it is that's actually holding you back, what is it that is keeping you from taking that next step? What is it that is keeping you from feeling motivated? Then things become clearer, maybe even quicker sometimes. You can get to the root of that problem a little bit quicker than you had wanted to, right? So that is that. I'm sorry, I'm checking my notes real quick, make sure I covered it all. That is my advice to you if you're looking for confidence, or someone were to stop me and say, "Hey, how do I get some confidence?" There's many ways to build it, but the biggest thing you're going to have to do first is to know what your goals are, okay? Know what it is that you want to accomplish. And I feel like I missed that part at the beginning. I meant to say it. What is it that you're trying to be? Who do you want to be? Where do you want to be? Do you want that career? Do you want that next step? Do you want to move forward, right? What is that first step that you want to take? And secondly, what are you afraid of? We're all afraid of something, right? We're all afraid of failure. We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of looking foolish in front of people. So how do you overcome those obstacles? How do you deal with that? And that is when speaking with someone who is able to pinpoint those things out and work with you and set those goals with you, keep you accountable to taking those next steps. Because sometimes, and I'll take this, this is a great example, right? Beginning of the year, we're only in February. How many resolutions have you stuck to? How accountable have you been with yourself? Even just from a few weeks back in December, when you're like, "Oh, I'm gonna set all these resolutions. Oh, I'm gonna get this done." How accountable have you been able to keep yourself? So that is where I would start. Okay, if you're looking for confidence, identify your goals, where you want to be, understand what you're afraid of, and yeah, you can, like I said, DIY it. So many resources out there for you to be able to do so, or you could ask some questions from someone that can help you get there quicker. So, if that is where you are, if you're looking for someone to talk to, I will leave a link in the description where you can reach me and just bounce an idea and be like, "Hey, this is what I'm looking forward to doing. Do you think that this is a good idea? Should I keep going or not? Do you think that this will help me achieve my goals? Yes or no?" And you can just bounce a quick idea off of me. I am open to that, to helping you, no strings attached. If you need further help than that, at that point, we can take a look and be like, "Hey, maybe this is where you are. What do you think?" Okay. So hopefully that got you on the first step to how do you find that confidence? How can I start moving in that direction? I hope that this was helpful. If you thought so, please subscribe. Please turn on the notifications. I will be bringing you more every week. So you can keep learning how to grow your confidence. So don't forget, grab your coffee. I'll ring the pixie dust and let's build that confidence together. Till next time, bye.